Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 1-0 win against Celtic in the Premiership today. Happy New Year, welcome to the 1990s, I've finally finished dancing after all that. Fantastic. That certainly was like a performance from the 1990s in the Walter Smith era where Celtic can be so dominant and we get the goal and get the 3 points at the end of the day. So it put us through the ringer, absolutely. We certainly weren't the best team on the day, but in the end it's about the 3 points and that's all that matters. A bit of retribution from the cup final last year where we were the completely dominant team and Celtic nicked it, granted with an offside goal. We were outplayed today, absolutely, for up until the sending off, but we got the result and got the goal in the end. And, you know, it's amazing that the last game we played against them, Celtic never had any shots on target. We win the game. Today, we never had any shots on target, but we still win the game. So the tide has certainly turned. That's all that you can say about that. But we made two changes from the starting lineup against St Mirren. Pretty strong team, strong attacking team. Obviously, Barkas was starting as well. That was well documented by Lennon a couple of days ago. And you would have thought, given the weakness of Celtic defence and the fact that Barkas is in goals as well, we would have peppered them with shots and we would have put the keeper under a lot of pressure. However, that was certainly not the case today. First half, the only highlights in the first half for us is that we didn't concede. I think we were quite lucky not to concede. A couple of great saves, which we'll get into. I felt we were extremely poor. Celtic were completely on top. We never turned up at all. We were second to every ball. We were lethargic. We were timid. Very poor passing. The poor first touch. We couldn't retain possession. It was probably the worst we've played all season. And in a game that was vital to at least show up in. I felt we never done that at all, especially in the first half. Credit to Celtic, they were playing with a high press, they were chasing every ball, they were forcing us back into their own half and making mistakes. So I think it was a bit of both. Celtic were playing incredibly well and we were playing incredibly shit at the same time, and that's the two things that contributed to the way we played in the first half. As I said though, McGregor made a few vital saves. There was one in the second minute straight away. It was probably an even better save in the rebound actually, but it was ruled offside. There was another good save in the fifth minute, so Celtic were up for it straight away, as you would probably expect them to be. And then on the 21st minute, he made an absolute incredible save. It was a curling shot outside the box from Griffiths. It was going into the top left corner, and McGregor, with his outstretched fingertips, managed to knock it onto the post and out for the corner. It was hallmarks of Andy Gorham, the way McGregor played today. And then that's about it. Celtic had three chances, two of them and just ended in incredible saves. And then that's how really the first half played out. We were really disappointed. We could only play better, you would have thought. We made a change at half-time. Roof came off and Hadji came on. Give us a wee bit more in midfield because certainly everything was bypassing us. We were getting the ball robbed off us so easy. Celtic were playing with this new supposed amazing system of the diamond that they've discovered. And certainly it was working for them, but we never really adapted to that at all. Bringing Hadji on at half time certainly gave us a wee bit more, but Celtic were starting to impress a wee bit more of their dominance back on us. However, the changing point in the game was on the 62nd minute when there was a red card for Nir Beaton. The ball was played down the right to Morelos. He was got past the defender, clear in on goal. He had a lot of work to do, granted. The nearest defender was a good 30 yards away and Beaton managed to haul Morelos down, and our red card was duly given for a clear goal scoring opportunity. Every pundit that you hear said it was a definite red card, stupidity from Beaton. Of course, Neil Lennon doesn't think that, but he's always going to think that as well. So we'll see if there's any punishment there from what his comments are about the referee. But it was a clear red card every day of the week. And then from there on, Celtic made a few changes. They taken one of their attacking, more attack-minded players on. They brought on Shane Duffy, of all people, who was an absolute bomb scare at the best of times. And he never done himself any favours in this game as well, because he was still the continual bomb scare. We started to assert ourselves, and we got the goal on the 69th minute. It was an OG of all things. The corner came in from the right. Aribo gets a slight head to it, came off the arm of McGregor and into the back of the net. Bit of luck, that's all you need though, and these things can happen. And more than that as well, if you've seen the replay, Duffy was dragging the shirt of Goldson all the way into the box. So it would have been a clear penalty if the goal never went in anyway. But we got the goal and it stood, so that's all you've got to be thankful of. Duffy was maybe fortunate to stay on the park as well. Duffy had a really big lunge from behind on Kent. He duly got a yellow card for it. Pundits are saying it could have been a red card. perhaps, but you know, I would have said it was a yellow. It was fair enough. That created a bit of a stramass. Morella showing his stupidity again. He got himself involved with Scott Brown. There was a bit of handbags from a few players. Brown, I think Brown got off scot-free as per normal. Morella's got a yellow card and he was duly substituted after that, but a bit of more stupidity from Morellas there. He did potentially get away with one in the first few minutes as well. In the first half, he left his studs on Frimpong when he went in for a challenge, and the referee was being a bit lenient with a few of the challenges today and letting it play on. There was nothing really contentious, I would have said. Really, that was about it. We retained more possession after we scored the goal. Celtic still had a few chances, obviously never threatened the goal because they only had three on target all game, and that was from the three in the first half. So it's all about taking chances. We know, especially from the cup final last year, they had an amazing keeper who saved everything. We had more chances in that game than Celtic did in this game, mind you. But you have to take the chances. You have to be a wee bit fortunate. We took the chance, we were a bit fortunate, and we got the result. And at the end of the day, it's the 3 points that matters, by hook or by crook. It really doesn't matter. And that leaves us now 19 points ahead of Celtic and a guaranteed 10 points regardless of their three games in hand. So Celtic, you know, that's going to be the sickener for them, is the fact that they played so well today and still never got a result. It's a marker for other teams as well when they come up against us, as we can play so bad, we can have a lack of control of a game and we can still get the result. It's certainly not over. I know a lot of pundits are saying that that's the league over, but until it's mathematically impossible, certainly not for me. It's not going to be over until the fat lady sings, as they say. So we've got a big break now until next Sunday the 10th of January. We're away to Aberdeen. I believe that's on TV as well. Again, it's another tough and vitally important game. Celtic don't play until the Monday, so we could be potentially 22 points ahead of them. Another thing with Celtic as well, they're off to Dubai now, which is a very, very strange thing. This, you know, mini winter break they've managed to manufacture for themselves. Hopefully they have the same sort of Dubai trip as we have done in the last couple of seasons. The pressure's all on them now. We can't focus on them. We've just got to keep on rolling and doing what we're doing. I think today was another slight warning that as much as we got the result, it wasn't a great performance. There's a lot of players maybe have to look at themselves today and ask, did they give everything out? Did they leave everything out in the park? That's basically what Gerrard said to them at halftime, according to his interview, where he just said, listen, do you want these 3 points or not? Do you want to win the Derby game? But certainly, I'm not going to take anything away from the result today. That was the main thing, get the 3 points. Absolutely delighted with that. We're certainly in pole position, but still a lot of work to go. And we just need to focus on the next game. That's all we can do. So I'm not sure when Dave and I will be back. We might be back this week, depending on scheduling issues. But we'll see. If not back this week, we'll certainly be back the following week. So, as ever, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com. There you can find all the podcasts that we do. So, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I certainly will after that result. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.